My dear Bagginses and Boffinses and Tooks and Brandy Bucks, Grubs, Chubs, Burrowses, Brace Gurgles, Harbottles, and Proudfoots.
Proudfeet!
We are 11-1 today!
Hello, and welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 111. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
So I think mainly we've all been playing Diablo again, mostly.
Yeah.
I reached Act 4 myself.
Man, why does everybody else have all this time to play? Because I am sure not having enough time to do, like, anything, it feels like.
I don't garden.
I'm not just doing gardening. Well, we've been exercising more, and that takes some time. And
we spent the entire day yesterday for my brother's graduation.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah. Graduated high school, now on to college. Good luck, coming bird.
Hey, he'll do fine, he'll do fine.
As long as he studies and doesn't play too many games, he is already looking forward to the summer, because last year, during the summer, he logged 30 days of playtime on Call of Duty. So for 3 months of summer break, a whole month was devoted to Call of Duty.
Damn.
He is planning to pick up Diablo 3 ASAP, so.
So in other words, you're saying he's going to have it beaten in Nightmare Mode in no time.
Well, he'll probably, you know, get through Hell and, is there another one after Hell
Inferno.
Now? Inferno. We'll see if you can get through those ones.
Yeah, after I beat the final boss in the game, which, spoiler alert, it's the title character.
It is always the devil.
I'm going to go and just, instead of playing it a harder difficulty, I'm going to actually play a different character type. Do a little mileage out of all those guys. Mm-hmm. And then, let's see. I did actually go to a fighting game tournament to watch yesterday until I had to go help a friend move. Colorado Cutthroat Connection put on a fighting tournament at the Microsoft Store in Park Meadows. And it basically involved three games. It was Soul Calibur, Tekken X Street Fighter, and Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Which Soul Calibur?
Five. They were in the middle of the Soul Calibur one when I had to leave, and it was actually a pretty good setup, what they had going. The main tournament was going on the big screen that's in the back of the Microsoft Store, where they typically have the Kinect system set up. Yeah. Since it's an area built for Kinect, it's a nice open area, so they had moved some, like, tables and benches in, and set up several game stations, basically, so for people who weren't in the tournament at the time, so they could still sit down and play a fighting game. One of the three, again, Street Fighter, Soul Calibur, or Marvel vs. Capcom 3. System seemed to work out really well. Unfortunately, they couldn't get the sound working for the main game. But that didn't seem to affect things too much. And a lot of people brought their own controllers, a couple of arcade sticks. One girl was using a PS3 controller on the Xbox. So a USB controller, so it detects it still.
Just weird.
She probably prefers the way the controller's built out, and she might prefer the way the diagonal buttons are set in versus how they're done on the
smaller.
Xbox. And it's smaller. When I left, she had just won her second round when I left too.
Though honestly, the Xbox controllers, the new ones aren't that big anymore. They're about the same size as like an old GameCube controller.
But if you use the D-pad, as I said, she might just prefer the D-pad layout.
Oh, yeah. I was just rebutting
Zelda Queen. The smaller part?
Yeah.
They're a little smaller. I don't know. I still am not big on the Xbox controller.
Anywho. But basically, this was all a pre-tournament, pre-game celebration for Denver Comic-Con in 3 weeks?
It's Father's Day weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Father's Day.
Like the 16th,
15th, 16th, and 17th,
so,
I think?
I think that would be three weeks hence, basically.
Yeah.
And then I also talked to one of the Comic-Con guys. They're saying how they just announced their concert that's going to happen on Saturday night at the Hard Rock. And one of the people that's there is Paul and Storm, which they're kind of a...
Oh, those are the guys that accompany the, like, Penny Arcade adventures, aren't they?
I think so.
Well, I mean, by that I mean the Penny Arcade and PvP playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Yes.
Chip Dark Magic. They, you know, those guys seem pretty fun. They, you know, they've made a theme song for Acquisitions, Inc. So
I'm looking forward to all this. There's going to be a lot going on at this Comic-Con. It is the first one, so I'm really hoping everything goes off well. Without a bunch of, you know...
I'm just glad that they're paying attention to, like, not just like, oh, we're going to really do stuff on the West Coast and the East Coast. Everybody else who's not in California, New York, screw you, sort of thing.
Agreed. I am kind of glad that we actually get something happening here in Denver.
Yeah, though I guess... I thought I was reading something, and our Denver Comic Con is not related to San Diego Comic Con. They're not, like, from, you know, organized by the same people or anything.
No, they're not. But still, it'd be nice. It's nice that, you know, we're getting something.
Someone is doing something.
And it can grow, it can grow, because, you know, there was New York Comic Con, so now there's this Comic Con. I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, they're gonna be in a big venue.
They have about half the convention center, from what I've heard.
Yeah. But if they're, I mean, if they're starting out there, then, you know, that means that it could, you know, if they get the attendance, they can easily, you know,
expand themselves.
Yeah. They're not locked in on a smaller venue or anything like that. I'm kind of curious to know how many, like, pre-sales they've had on passes.
That would be interesting to know. I know they're sold out of the, VIP tickets.
Is that an undead group of Marvel X-Men characters? Yes.
Yeah, Marvel had this series where a bunch of the heroes were turning into zombies.
Yes, oh, and it was, yeah, up to Ash to kill them. At least that was one of them. I thought there was another, like, Marvel zombies thing, but I can't remember for sure. But yeah, I mean, we put in requests for some interviews, so hopefully we get some of those people.
That'd be nice.
Have we heard anything yet?
No.
I'm gonna say, considering we only got half of the press passes we applied for, or total four altogether when two got in, that they don't see us as being very big at all, and so we might not get anything.
We have that problem a lot lately.
Yeah. Just not big
enough. At least with NDK, because we know those guys so much, they'll get us interviews.
Well, we've been in there since, you know, practically the beginning of the, well, towards the beginning of the con, after it started moving to larger locations and been going so diligently that they're like, oh yeah, we know you peeps. You actually do stuff. We don't mind you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I know, yeah, they told me Paul and Storm is going to be there, but their descriptions for this is horrible. Rock Comic Con is the first festival of its kind, a comic book / sci-fi related concert event that celebrates nerd rock music and the Denver Comic Con while supporting children's literacy through the comic book classroom. Features three great nerd rocking bands, living art by comic book professionals, special guests, and a chance to rock your inner nerd out. Sponsored by the Denver Comic Con and the Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah, that's going to say it. Just...
not very clear and helpful.
No. Not at all. I also need to find out if...
I'm trying to think of what other, you know, what other nerd rockers there'd be there. I mean, there's some obvious ones, like Colton or Optimus Rhyme. I guess technically Optimus Prime is not nerd rock, it is nerd rap.
Yeah, so they don't say who the other people are, but I know Paul and Storm is one of them.
Let's see.
The information is buried, super buried. I guess I'm going to have to go to Comic-Con just because half of my alma mater is going to be there with new students.
Well, it's not that half of your, you know, your alma mater is going to be there, it's that half of the people who are there for Artist Alley are from your alma mater.
Yeah.
Either current students or former students. And several of them are ones that we know and hang out with and do art night and stuff, so.
So you gotta go solely to support them.
Yeah. Honestly, I was like, because all the Artist Alley people are listed as guests on Denver Comic Con's website, I was almost like, should I request an interview with Angie Chan, who we see every week anyways, just to be kind of snarky?
Wow, we are, like, all over the place, honestly, today, though.
I have nothing good to focus on. My focus has been on everything else it's not games. I haven't played Diablo 3 since Monday. I got Outside the Oryx Mansion, and that's all the further I've been able to get, because I just haven't had time. And the little half an hour window of playtime that has been there, Proteus has taken it, since we only have one computer.
Hi, guys!
Well, do you both have Monday off? Only one of you.
I have Monday off.
We both do, but... Oh, this... But... This Monday, but I'm going and running the Boulder Boulder.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Sure. Don't die. No puking. You cannot puke at the end.
I am allowed to puke at the end. I'm running 10 kilometers.
I am so out of shape, I wouldn't make it one. I'm working on improving that by playing with the dog.
For those who are interested in starting running, I can recommend something. It's called the Couch to 5K program. It's pretty easy. It starts you just doing little jogs, basically like jog 60 seconds, walk 60 seconds for about, you know, spending about 12-20 minutes doing that. And you eventually work yourself up to just, you know, running
25 minutes solid!
Well, no, eventually to half an hour solid.
Yeah, right now, I can do 25 minutes.
You might have to look into that.
And if you're interested in tracking your, you know, fitness goals, there's a website called Fitocracy, which has been discussed on Penny Arcade, and it's actually quite useful. It basically kind of logs your exercises experience points. And you level up. Yes, the joke on Penny Arcade was Gabe lying saying he did like 9,999 push-ups in like nine sets of them. Because really the only thing to keep you honest on Fitocracy is yourself. And not being blatantly ridiculous.
I can do 1,000 pull-ups! No. I can't even do one pull-up.
I could maybe get a pull-up.
You should watch my brother do pull-ups. It's scary.
I don't want to think about how much better in shape Irish Pride is than I am. I don't... Rampage doesn't want to think about it either. Him and his P90X.
My dad's been doing it with him now.
I've been meaning to try and start it, but it's one of those things like, I don't have time and I have other stuff I need to do right now.
You have to be like, really dedicated. It's like an hour workout a day.
Like, try and make a website more successful than it currently is.
It guess it depends on what your goals are.
Well, apparently my goal of having somebody else write the Avengers thing never ever happened.
Oh, yeah!
I wish there'd be like two people who haven't seen
Diablo
it yet.
Diablo 3 came out. That's my excuse.
Diablo 3 came out several weeks after it did.
What's your point?
You're a lazy bastard.
What's your point?
Anywho, so we will, regardless of, you know, press conditions at Denver Comic Con, we'll be covering it to the best of our ability. I think part of the issue with the press stuff is it's not being done internally, it's being done by an outside agency. Unlike, you know, NDK, they get to know us, and, you know, we get all sorts of, we get the press perks, because we've been there for freaking ever.
Though the press perk of sugar breakfast was not... It's kind of bad because the NDK press person, she made, like, a bunch of wonderful treats. But then it was, like, the only thing that she gave us for breakfast. And so all of the media kind of came out of her suite kind of going... And then, you know, like, go mob Saturna Klaus or something.
We're only on a minor sugar high.
Diabetes.
The diabetes they have submitted.
Because we're not complaining. Jenny, if you're listening to this, your snacks are great.
We just need to go and have ourselves some scrambled eggs first or something.
Or immediately afterwards, something to, you know, balance it out.
Like bacon. Candy-covered bacon.
That's not gonna help!
But I know how to make that.
We'll just order room service, like, okay, we need some eggs and bacon before we go to here.
You get that light, kitten.
But I think that's most of what we have to talk about today.
Yep. So
later on, we're going to be doing the D&D Next playtest with our group, at least starting it. I don't know how. I kind of looked through the manual. It looks like it's going to take a little while to get through. But it's going to be interesting. For one thing, we got 6 players and 5 characters. So
somebody gets to be a twin with me.
Clones!
Also?
No, twins.
Also, as of this time next week, for when you'll actually hear this, Irish Pride and I will be knee-deep in the newest video games.
Oh yeah, you guys leave for E3 on, what, the 4th?
Monday. Next Monday. Yeah, June 4th. Depending on when you listen, depending on when I post, it's either going to be next Monday, or the coming Monday. And yeah, we live at like some ridiculous early time. Anywho, we're gonna go ahead and end things there before we go on any more side tangents. Expect us, once the NDA is listed, to just say something about the new D&D 5th edition.
Yeah, we're not really allowed to talk about it. The way everybody can get access to it as long as
we have we can discuss it a lot. We just cannot reproduce any of the
rules.
The materials, basically, at all. Which means, like, we're going to record ourselves playing, but we're not going to be able to, you know, put that out until the NDA is lifted, basically. Mostly because I'll be reading the, you know, descriptions and stuff.
Anywho, everybody can see what we do on thegameslave.com. Where you can find our Twitter feed, or a link to our Facebook page, and any photos that I may be posting. In the meantime, if you have questions, comments, ideas, complaints, rants, you can send those to mail at thegameslave.com, and I promise to try and read them. And maybe not get in too much of a flame war if I think you're just being whiny.
Ooh, can I have that job?
In the meantime, have a great week, and game on.
Game on.
Game on. Did you get the flame war?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay, it was like...
Comments on the internet.
Comments on the internet.
Yeah.